Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we're going to talk about or walk you through the mortgage process. So, hopefully you find this, I won't say exciting, but hopefully you find this informative. Because most people don't really know what goes behind the scenes. You know, when you go on the online thing and you boom, 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 and 30 seconds later you have a pre-approval, what happened? What took place? How did it happen so fast? But then you deal with another place and it took, you know, 2-3 days. And then the mortgage process takes, you know, why does it take 2-4 weeks to actually close or for you to buy the home? So what I want to do today is I want to kind of open the curtains a little bit and educate those who are interested. And if you're looking to buy a house, if you're in the business, if you're a realtor, if you're a loan officer, if you contemplated getting in the business, or you just want to say, you know, I just want to get this. That's what this whole episode is about. So let's get to it. So here's the first piece of this puzzle is if you're looking to refinance or buy a house, whatever you're looking to do, is the mortgage application. Okay. So there's a bunch of questions that we legally have to ask you to complete that application. It's, do I really want to know, you know, some of the stuff on there personally? No, I don't. You know, and many times people, you know, they're kind of reluctant to give us some of the information. I get it. Well, the biggest thing that most people are reluctant to do is give me their social security number. I get it. However, in my case, most of the people, they either know me on YouTube or know me on the radio. So I don't have that reluctancy as much as I used to do. Okay, so basically here's the process. We take a mortgage application. What is a part of the mortgage application? What should you or shouldn't you be asked? Okay, so it's your name, your legal name. So if you're Tony, you know, Tony Scarpelli, if there's a Tony Scarpelli out there, I apologize. Is it Tony? Is it Anthony? You know, I need to know your legal name, and you might be embarrassed of it. Nobody's really going to see it. You know, we might laugh behind the scenes, but we're not going to laugh in front of you. So I need your legal name, your birth date, your social security number, where you live. All right. Those are things that we ask on there on the application is how much schooling have you had? You know, did you graduate high school, college, MD, whatever? Are you married? Yes or no? How many children do you have? What are their ages? I don't really want to know these, but I have to ask. Then, okay, so that's your data, and that helps me get your credit. Okay, so the pieces of the puzzle of the mortgage application is your credit, your income, and your assets, or what you're going to use if you're buying a house. What are you going to use as the down payment? So, again, we go through this. Your name, birth date, social security number, address, that information will allow me to get your credit. And we pull your credit report. We pull all three bureaus, and it's the mortgage version of these credit scoring systems. So the next thing is your income. So now we have to go over your employment. Are you self-employed? Who do you work for? How long have you worked for them? What do you do there? Has there been any job gaps? Are you at your third job in 2 years? I need to know the specific dates on when you worked. Those are very, very, very important. So if you guess on some of this stuff, say you go on an online application and you just randomly guess and put stuff in, guess what? Your approval or pre-approval that you received might not be worth a nickel. Because if the data isn't completely accurate, then that approval isn't, it isn't accurate, period. Okay, so the mortgage application, again, I need to go over, get the information, pull your credit, go over your income, and then go over your assets. Where do you have money? I'm not going to tap in your accounts. I'm not going to steal anything. I basically know where do you bank, about what do you have average in there? You know, and the more assets you have, the better. But, you know, I really don't want to overexceed it because everything you give me information on, I have to validate. Okay, so that'll be another part of this process. Okay, so now we have all of your information into the computer that we use, and it's a specific software that we use for mortgages, and we pull your credit. We have all this data now. Okay, what do we do with it? Well, you've probably heard of one or two of these entities. One is Fannie Mae, one is Freddie Mac. Both of them do probably 90% of the mortgages in the country. So you might hear, you know, Fannie Mae's they're a ripoff, they're crooked, they're this, they're that. Well, if it wasn't for them, there would be really no mortgages from 2007 through 2 years ago. So they do serve a huge purpose in the mortgage business. So what happens is us, the mortgage people, we take your mortgage application and your credit report. We upload your data into one or both of these systems, Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. That system is a computer system. It reads your data and then it tells us, yep, you're approved, or no, it doesn't say you're declined. It just says you're referred. In essence, meaning we don't like it. So if you can tweak this or you can do some things, it might go from a refer to an approval. But, you know, you're going to need to make some tweaks. So that's what happens. So now that we have that computerized version of your approval, again, it takes minutes to do this. I upload it into Fannie Mae, click submit, it reads your data. A minute later, it kicks back, says you're approved. Okay, now what? Well, now we need to validate this information. Such as, you said, Dan, I work at ABC Inc. I've been there for 5 years and I make $50,000 a year. Well, how do I validate that? Well, I get your pay stubs, your W-2s, and your tax returns. Your W-2s should say that you've worked there. I have 2 or 3 years of employment from those, or W-2s from them. I have a pay stub. I calculate the income based off of those to make sure I validate the income that you put in there, but you give me a pay stub and you give me a W-2 and everything says you make 50 grand. We're good. Okay. Now you said you deal with XYZ bank and you have 5,000 in the bank. I need bank statements. So I need all the pages of your most recent bank statement. You send it in and it's XYZ bank statement and you got 5 grand in the bank. It's validated. So that's what we do. So we take the application, we send you through an automated system, and now we validate that automated information that we put in. At that point, you have a valid, I'll say, pre-approval. There's one little caveat behind that, is an underwriter, somebody who is licensed and authorized to do this, reviews that data for us and issues their okay. Now that is a pre-approval. Now you know you can get a loan as long as nothing really changes. You know, you don't quit your job. You don't get demoted. You don't spend all the money in the bank. Things of like that, those would cause you to then kind of kick out of that approval. But now you have a pre-approval. Okay. So that is... That's the process behind the scenes. So here's the faults of the online systems. I use it. Reason why? Many times, Mr.'s and Mrs.'s in today's world, they're both working. Mr. works second shift. Mrs. works in the, you know, from 9 to 5. Then they tag team. They throw the kids to each other and the other one's out the door. They don't have a lot of time. So I have on my website an automated system. In every case, I will plan on getting a phone call. I want to validate that information. You might say, I make 50 grand. What do you make? You know, I'll break it down because the better my information, the more accurate my pre-approval is. And I might even in most cases say, you know what? I need your bank statements. I need your tax returns. I need your pay stubs. You might get annoyed, but you'll probably be less annoyed if I ask for those and it takes me a day or two to do your pre-approval than me to do a 30-second pre-approval. You spend a month out there looking at homes every weekend. You find the dream house. You put a contract in on that property. Then you send me all the information. I call you back, you know, 3 days after that and say, you know, guess what? You make $48,000. You don't make $50,000. You don't qualify. Which one would you rather do? Wait 2 days to get everything validated, or wait, you know, 3 weeks to get into this whole process for me then to call you up and say, you know what, it doesn't work. So that would be really frustrating. So again, the behind the scenes is that when we come back, what I'll explain at that point is, Dan, you have programs that I've heard that you say you can do an FHA loan with a 580 credit score. I have a 580 credit score, and I called 3 banks. Everyone turned me down because they said I need a 600. So what are you talking about? I can't get a loan with a 580 credit score. Yes, you can. And we call those in the business overlays. So I'm going to go over the most common overlays when you come back of why you might have been turned down over here, but you can truly get a loan over here. And I'll explain how and what I do and why I help so many more people than the average bank, that it's like, why don't you use a me or a mortgage broker? So again, in the second segment, we're going to go over that, and then we're going to go over a couple credit hacks that I can kind of give you today to maybe increase your credit scores, maybe 50 to 100 points within a week or two. And it is legit. It is proven. And I've seen it happen personally. So if I can be of any help to you, please give me a call. I will answer or get back with you personally. I do with every client who calls in. You can reach me at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. I always say, if you would, please check me out on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Subscribe to my channel. Help yourself, help others find this information to help them out, family, friends, neighbors. But stay tuned. We're going to go over credit hacks and why some lenders will turn you down when I can get you approved. God bless. Come right back. Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. What we're talking about now is pulling the curtain, or opening the curtain to the mortgage world, mortgage processing, mortgage underwriting, such as that. And you might be, if this is concerning to you or informative to you, you know, hopefully you find this informative. If you're looking for a mortgage, a lot of people might just, you know, turn the channel because they're like, I don't need a mortgage. This information is helpful for a lot of people, and it could help someone who has been turned down by 5 places actually get into a home this year. So if you're not interested, please share this information to somebody who might, you know, is looking for a house, looking for help. I'm here to help, and this is why I do the program. So what we're going to talk about in this segment is, Dan, you said on previous shows that I can, with a 580 credit score, I can get an FHA loan, but I called 3 places. Every one of them turned me down saying I need a 600. You know, what's going on? Well, that's called an overlay. And here's an overlay. Here's my easiest example of an overlay. Let's say, for example, and this will make sense after I say it and then explain it a little bit to you. Let's say the government, the federal government comes in and says, you know what, we're going to change the speed limit everywhere in the whole country to 60 miles an hour. But Chicago comes back and says, you know what, if you're driving in Chicagoland proper, you can only drive 40. That's an overlay. They kind of put their guidelines on top of the major guidelines. So then you get out in the suburbs, and Oak Park is saying, you know, you can, in our neighborhood, you can drive 50 in these areas and 35 in these areas. That's an overlay. Okay, so here, let me tie this together. FHA guidelines, this is the probably the biggest area that people see frustration, is the FHA guidelines. You can get a loan starting with a 500 credit score. I said 500, 500. Yes. Okay. So, but here's the parameters behind this via the FHA. From 500 to 580, you can buy a house, if it gets approved, with 10%, a 10% down payment, or 90% of your home's value. Okay. Once you go over 580, now you qualify for, in what most people, the reason why they go with an FHA loan, you qualify for the 3.5% down payment program. So they'll finance 96.5% of the home value. Don't ask me why 3.5, where that number comes from. They've created it. I'm not sure. So, again, from 500 to 580 or 579, I'll put it that way, you can get into a program if it gets approved with 10% down payment or 90% of your home's value. 580 and above, you can go it with 3.5% down or 96.5% loan on your home, on the value of the property. Okay. Overlays is such that you might call ABC Bank and they don't want the 500s. They don't want the 580s. They don't want, it's their prerogative. They can do kind of whatever they want as long as they can justify it. They come in and they say, you know what, for you to get approved through our bank, you need a 620 credit score. That's their prerogative. But that's an overlay. Again, you can get it with a 500, a 580, a 600, a 619, but not there. So what happens so many times is people will call the big banks, who most of them or a lot of them have these overlays, and they'll say, well, I called ABC Bank, XYZ Bank, and LMNOP Bank, and every one of them told me I don't qualify because of my credit score. My credit score is a 599. One said they need a 600, one said they need a 610, and the other one said I need a 620. Well, yeah, you're not going to qualify there, but you can qualify. So that's where I come into play, and that's where mortgage brokers come into play. In my case, I deal with about 21 different lenders. There's a reason for that. The reason for it is, you know, these five lenders that I deal with require a 620 credit score on FHA. These other five require a 600 credit score. These other 10 only require a 580. Okay? Then these three over here, they'll go down to a 500. I have all those outlets, and that's why I do what I do. So those are the reasons for, you know, doing what I do, or I refer, if somebody calls me and they're from a state that I can't help, I'll usually refer you to a specific website that you can get multiple offers, or I'll refer you to a friend or someone that I know has that specific program for you. So that is the most common overlay. Another overlay might be, and then I'll end it at this, and then we'll start talking about credit hacks, is what they call your debt ratio. So your debt ratio, or debt to income, is your gross income, meaning before taxes and, you know, everything gets taken out of there, divided by your creditors or your debts. Now, let me specifically tell you what debts are included in that. It is the debts on your credit report plus any mortgage that you might be getting. Also, other things that might not be represented on the credit report that need to be disclosed is, are you paying child support, maintenance, things like that that are kind of out of the ordinary. But those are questions on the application that should have been asked of you. And again, these are questions that we need to ask to get a valid approval. So again, let's go back to the debt ratio. I'm going to flip that around. It's your monthly creditors. So anything on your credit report plus what the mortgage payment might be or will be, plus the, you know, anything like out of the ordinary a little bit, such as child support, maintenance. You might have a judgment settlement. You might owe the IRS and be in a payment plan, something like that. Those are your creditors divided by your gross income, the income before everything's taken out. Okay. On an FHA loan, I've seen approvals to 57% debt ratio. Okay. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying the computer system approves it. FHA underwriters approve them. An overlay with a lot of companies, or especially the bigger banks, is 50%. Okay. That's the overlay. So you might say, here's what happens sometimes. Somebody will call me and I'll get them pre-approved. And then their realtor says, you know what, I really need you to get pre-approved from this other company before I take you out. First of all, that's illegal, but I'll get to that at some other time. So then you apply at that other place because your realtor told you that they won't help you unless you do that. And they come back and say, you're turned down. So now you're thinking, wait a second. Dan approved me. You turned me down. Now what? Most cases, it's overlays. It's the debt ratio overlay. It's the credit score overlay. Things like that. So those are explaining the overlays. So now let's get on to a couple credit hacks that I'm going to explain to you if you're looking to kind of drive up your credit scores fast. Okay. Recently, we had Matt Pillmore from VIP Financial on, and he explained a couple to us. So I'm going to repeat those because he probably has millions of hits, views on his YouTube, and we were privileged enough to have him on the show recently. And I also have on my YouTube channel, I have about 3 or 4 YouTube credit hacks videos, and they have hundreds of thousands of views each. But let's go through the first hack I want to go over with you is authorized users. Okay, so you have thin credit. You don't really have the greatest score in the world because you don't have a lot of credit, or you have some credit in the past that's really old now. You haven't really applied for much more credit. So now it's like, you know, how can I get something fast? Well, you can apply for a credit card. By the time you get it, activate it, use it, rates, everything, you're talking 2-3 months before that happens. But however, mom or dad or brother or sister, aunt, uncle, you know that they're old enough, they're responsible enough, they have great credit. Mom has a Kohl's account that you know she's had since you were in high school 10 years ago. She pays it like a shot. She has a $5,000 credit limit, and she basically pays off the account every month. Well, what we're going to do is say, Mom, can you please add me to your Kohl's account? As a side note, Mom, you don't even have to give me a credit card for me to have access or use it. I just want you to add me to your account as an authorized user to just help me with my credit. Most times if you ask it that way and you tell Mom, I don't even want a card, Mom will say, okay. So Mom's going to call Kohl's and give them a little bit of information about you. You might want to be there because they might need some of your information. But now Mom's account all of a sudden is going to rate on your credit. And it could be a matter of a week or two before they push that data in. Now, all of a sudden, you have Mom's credit, that Kohl's account that's a $5,000 credit limit that's paid off that she's had for 10 years. All of a sudden, that was added to your credit report. You might see 50 to 100 points right there within 30 days. That's the number one hack I got. So tomorrow, we're going to go over a few more hacks. But I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really want to thank you. You help support this show. You help support my business, and I want to thank you for that. If I could be of any help personally, give me a call, and I will be the one you talk to. You can reach me at 630-338-1160. You can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com, or please find me on YouTube, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Make sure to subscribe, hit the bell. You'll get alerted every time I post a video. I want to thank you again for listening. God bless, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.